It's my decision, it's my body, it's my abortion, it's my time.
Many opponents, mainly women, were not too happy when their time was cut short during the Senate Health Policy Committee and felt they could not voice their opposition to a bill requiring a woman to meet with physicians and then wait at least 24 hours before having an abortion. Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores is the bill's sponsor.
I have heard horror stories from women who regret their decision because they come in and they say that that they regretted their decision. And so we want to ensure not just that women are aware of the psychological effect, but that they're aware of the medical and physical effects as well.
Here's the testimony of Julie Costas, a Tallahassee woman, the only one allowed to speak in favor of the bill during Tuesday's committee hearing.
I had an abortion over 30 years ago, and years later I came to regret that decision. I was a new lawyer and had just gotten sworn in, and it was solely for selfish reasons that I chose to terminate my pregnancy. I believe the big lie that it was just a blob of tissue. Who knows if I would have changed my mind if I had received information about the procedure's risks and the baby's gestational age from a physician and then been required to wait 24 hours before ending my pregnancy.
But Dr. Christopher Estes, the chief medical officer for Planned Parenthood of South Florida, says lawmakers need to trust women.
I see women with all sorts of different reproductive health needs, but there's one thing that remains constant, and that's that we must trust their decisions. We have to trust women that she has had a consultation with her medical provider, her family, and with her faith, and she knows whether or not it's right for her to carry a pregnancy to term.
Senate Democratic leader Athenia Joyner also had a few words to say on the subject, citing the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade ruling legalizing the abortion procedure.
This bill is just another impediment in a continuing effort to erode a woman's right to choose. We need to stop. The Supreme Court has said it's lawful, it's legal, and we need to just move on and let women decide what is in their best interest.
Still, Senator Flores says it was a decision by the high court that factored into her making this decision.
While something that 26 other states do, the Supreme Court has said that a 24-hour reflection period is something that isn't an undue burden. And so we're using our state's ability and our right to do what the Supreme Court has said legally that we can.
Because of the 24-hour waiting period, women would have to make two visits to have the abortion. An amendment by Hollywood Democrat Eleanor Sobel failed in trying to, quote, decrease that burden. And the measure passed the Senate Health Policy Committee 5-3 along party lines with Democrats opposed. Meanwhile, its House companion is expected to have its last committee hearing Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.